Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, the podcast that dives deep into the latest advancements in artificial intelligence. Today, we're exploring a paper titled Spider2Vi, How Far Are Multimodal Agents from Automating Data Science and Engineering Workflows? This research tackles a crucial question in the field. Can AI agents truly automate complex data workflows, particularly those involving enterprise software and user interfaces? To help us break down this fascinating research, I'm joined by Dr. Paige Turner, a leading expert in multimodal AI and proffer wide spectrum, who brings a wealth of knowledge from the data science and engineering domain. Welcome, Paige and Weed. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Alex. Let's dive into this exciting research.
Absolutely, Alex. This is a critical area of exploration with the potential to revolutionize how we work with data.
Let's start by establishing the context. Paige, can you walk us through the current landscape of multimodal agents and their applications in data science?
Certainly, Alex. Multimodal agents, equipped with vision language models, VLMs, have shown promise in understanding and generating code, which has fueled interest in automating data science tasks. However, most existing research focuses on specific stages of the data pipeline, like text-to-SQL queries for data analysis. There's been a gap in evaluating agents' ability to manage the entire workflow, encompassing data warehousing, ingestion, transformation, analysis, and orchestration. And most benchmarks only focus on command line interactions, ignoring the prevalence of graphical user interfaces, GUIs, in real-world data science.
So this paper seeks to bridge that gap by introducing a new benchmark, Spider2Vi. What are the key innovations and contributions of this research, Paige?
Spider2Vi is a significant step forward in this field. It's the first multimodal agent benchmark specifically designed to evaluate agents' ability to automate complete data science and engineering workflows. It includes 494 real-world tasks spanning different stages of the data pipeline, involving 20 professional enterprise-level applications. What makes Spider2Vi unique is its integration of extensive GUI controls, requiring agents to not only write code, but also manage the GUI in a real-time interaction with a simulated computer environment.
This emphasis on GUI interactions is crucial. From your perspective as a data scientist, how common is it to rely on GUI tools in real-world data workflows?
Alex, it's absolutely essential. Experienced data scientists often use visual interfaces to simplify workflows. Whether it's configuring data pipelines in tools like Airbyte or visualizing data trends in Superset, GUIs are a core part of the process. These interfaces provide a more intuitive way to manage complex tasks, and AI agents need to be able to navigate them effectively.
So, Spider2Vi mirrors real-world scenarios much more closely than previous benchmarks. But let's dive into the methodology. How did they create this comprehensive benchmark, Paige?
The researchers developed a robust annotation pipeline. They started by collecting official tutorials from the websites of each professional tool. They then carefully selected key points from these tutorials, crafting both abstract and verbose task instructions. The abstract instruction describes the high-level goal without providing a step-by-step solution, testing the agent's planning and grounding abilities. The verbose instruction acts like a detailed tutorial, providing a step-by-step guide, primarily assessing grounding ability. The researchers also built a document warehouse with comprehensive documentation from each tool, allowing retrieval-augmented agents to access relevant information during task execution.
That's quite a comprehensive approach, Paige, and it ensures that the tasks are realistic and relevant to the field. Wood, can you compare this benchmark with previous work in data science and engineering?
Certainly. Previous benchmarks in data science often focused on single stages of the data pipeline, like data processing and analysis, using libraries like SQL and Pandas. They generally only considered command line interactions, overlooking the importance of GUI tools in real-world workflows. Spider2Vi stands out by covering the entire data pipeline and integrating enterprise-level applications with extensive GUI controls, bringing the evaluation closer to real-world practice.
So Spider2Vi introduces a more realistic and challenging environment for evaluating AI agents. Paige, let's discuss the experimental setup. How did they test these agents, and what were the key results?
They created a real-time executable computer environment using virtual machines. This environment was adapted from OS World, a previous benchmark for testing multimodal agents on open-ended tasks. The agents were given various observations, including screenshots, accessibility trees, and execution feedback. Two action spaces were used, PyOtagi code, allowing for flexible Python code generation, and JSON dict, providing a simplified set of actions for GUI interactions. The researchers tested a variety of state-of-the-art LLMs and VLMs, including open-source models like Mixtral and Llama, as well as closed-source models like GPT-4 and Gemini. The main evaluation metric was the success rate, measured by the percentage of tasks successfully completed by the agents.
And what were the key takeaways from those results, Paige?
The results showed that even the most advanced VLMs, like GPT-4V, still struggle to automate full data workflows, achieving a success rate of only 14%. This highlights the significant challenges in action grounding, particularly in tasks requiring fine-grained GUI actions or involving remote cloud-hosted workspaces. Closed-source models generally outperformed open-source models, emphasizing the importance of pre-training and fine-tuning on high-quality data. The study also found that tasks involving authentic user accounts, complex GUI interactions, and a larger number of action steps were significantly more challenging for the agents.
Those are some important observations. Wid, what are your thoughts on the performance of these agents on Spider2V?
While it's encouraging to see progress in automating data tasks, the results highlight the challenges ahead. The low success rates, especially in GUI-intensive tasks, demonstrate the need for significant improvements in action grounding and understanding complex visual information. The benchmark also emphasizes the importance of training data that reflects real-world scenarios, including interactions with enterprise software.
Let's delve into some of the limitations and future directions of this research. Paige, can you shed light on what aspects could be further explored or improved?
Absolutely. While Spider2Vi is a valuable contribution, it's essential to acknowledge its limitations. The current benchmark focuses on a specific set of enterprise applications and tasks, which may not fully represent the entire data science and engineering domain. The benchmark could be expanded to include a wider range of applications, tasks, and real-world scenarios, especially regarding the complexity of GUI interactions and the challenges of handling dynamic environments. Furthermore, exploring different model architectures and learning algorithms, including reinforcement learning, could potentially improve the performance of multimodal agents in these complex tasks. Finally, research into synthetic data generation techniques for creating realistic and diverse environments could significantly benefit the training and evaluation of these agents.
Those are excellent points. And the research also acknowledges the need for more robust action grounding techniques. Wid, can you elaborate on the significance of this challenge?
Alex, action grounding is crucial for any AI agent interacting with a visual environment. It's the ability to identify and interpret visual cues, like buttons, menus, and input fields, and then map them to corresponding actions. The difficulties arise in scenarios involving dynamic interfaces, such as those found in enterprise software, where the agent needs to handle unpredictable changes in the layout, pop-up windows, and other complexities. This requires advanced visual understanding capabilities and the ability to reason about the context of interactions.
So even with the limitations, this research sets a strong foundation for future work. Paige, what are some of the broader implications and potential applications of this research?
This research has far-reaching implications. Successful automation of data science workflows could significantly enhance efficiency and productivity, democratizing data analysis by making it accessible to a broader audience. Imagine AI agents automatically building and managing complex data pipelines, assisting data scientists in exploring and analyzing data, generating visualizations, and drawing insights from complex datasets. This could revolutionize business intelligence, IT service management, and even software development, empowering organizations to make data-driven decisions more efficiently.
It's truly exciting to think about the potential impact of this work. Wid, from your perspective, how could these advancements transform the way data scientists work?
Alex, imagine a world where data scientists can focus more on creative problem solving and strategic decision making, while AI agents handle the repetitive and tedious tasks such as data cleaning, pre-processing, and model selection.
These agents could act as powerful assistants, freeing up valuable time and allowing data scientists to tackle more complex and impactful projects. This could lead to a new era of data-driven innovation, where insights can be generated and acted upon more quickly and effectively.
That's a compelling vision, Weed. It's clear that SPIDER2V sets an important benchmark and paves the way for future research in this crucial area. Paige, do you have any concluding thoughts on the main insights from this research?
This research highlights the significant challenges and opportunities in automating data science and engineering workflows. While current multimodal agents are still far from reliably automating these tasks, the development of SPIDER2V provides a valuable platform for measuring progress and driving further research. The study emphasizes the need for advancements in action grounding, especially in GUI-intensive tasks, and the importance of training data that reflects the complexities of real-world data workflows. The potential impact of this research is immense, with the potential to transform how we work with data and unlock new levels of data-driven innovation.
Thank you, Paige and Wid, for sharing your insights on this groundbreaking research. It's clear that the field of multimodal agents is rapidly evolving, and SPIDER2V is a significant step towards automating complex data science and engineering tasks. Stay tuned for more exciting breakthroughs as we continue to explore the frontiers of AI.